I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. On top of this, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative. That's your ability to go get it, make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. We put all this together. We have the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on joining me for today's show. And today's topic is gifted. You are a gifted individual. I mean, the holiday season is around us, depending on which holidays you celebrate, where you're from, whether you celebrate at all. We're in the holiday season. I think everyone can agree to that, whatever holiday it happens to be for you. And I want to convince you today, and I really want you to convince yourself, because it's not really about me convincing you, because you may forget what I convince you of, but you'll never forget what you convince yourself of. You need to convince yourself that you're gifted. Convince yourself that you are a person who has gifts to offer the world. That you are a person who has gifts that separate you from everyone else, that make you different, that make you unique, gifts that make you stand out, gifts that you will be required to share with the world because you're the only one who can share it. You need to convince yourself that there is something special, something unique, something that's magical about you. Not that you share with everybody else, not something that somebody else out there can say, but something that you can say about yourself, at least one thing. There are multiple things, but at least one thing you can say about yourself that no one else can say about them. You got to convince yourself of that. And my aim in today's episode is to help you understand your ability to convince yourself of this exact truth, that you are gifted. And we get right into the points. Actually, before we get into the points, a reason I'm talking about this period is because I believe everyone has a gift, at least one gift. I think most people have multiple gifts, but I believe everyone has at least one gift in their life, one thing, at least one thing that they offer the world, or maybe it's either the thing that they offer, or it's the way you offer it, or it's a combination of things you offer, a confluence of offerings that you have for the world that isn't repeated anywhere else. There's no other person that can say me too. There's no one else who could replace you if you weren't around offering that gift. And it's a gift that it is your responsibility once you discover what it is, once you identify that gift, it's your responsibility to share that with the world. Your wealth, your talent, your thing, whatever that thing happens to be. And you could be doing 20 different things. Maybe all 20 of them is your gift. Maybe doing all 20 is your gift. Maybe one of them is the gift. But when you recognize that you have a gift, it's your responsibility to share it. And honestly, it's not even so much a responsibility in a way that it feels like a job or something that you have to push yourself to do all the time. This is something that you'll want to do. As soon as you realize and discover what this gift is, you'll want to get it out there to the world. So let me help you understand that with today's episode. Let's get right into the points I'm going to share. Number one, this definition of this word gifted, it means having natural talent and ability. Gifted is defined as having natural talent and ability. So when it says natural talent and ability, that means something that is bestowed upon you. This is not something that you practiced for. You didn't train for this. You didn't sign up for a class and learn this. You didn't pick up the skills because you went to a weekend long seminar. A gift is something that you're born with. It's just an ability that you have, a talent that you have that just can't be matched, because again, nobody else can be born with the exact things that you're born with. So even if someone else can do it, they can't do it the way that you do it. They don't have the flair that you have. They don't have your personal touch, because nobody else is your person. It's only you. So a gift is bestowed upon you. And when you get a gift, if you think about it, you think about whatever holidays you celebrate, your birthday, a graduation, a job promotion, a retirement, a whatever holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever other holidays people celebrate, Passover, anything, Easter, anything you celebrate. When you receive a gift for it, you're usually happy to get it, right? Usually when we receive gifts, we're happy to receive them. We're happy to receive a gift even before we open it. And before we even open the gift, we're happy to have the gift, because what does it mean to us? Because you know how people say it's the thought that counts. The thing about the gift is the person who gave me this thought of me, first of all. They, instead of thinking of themselves, they thought of me, and then they went and got something for me. Now, whether the gift is something that you actually like, whether it's something that you will actually use, maybe you think it's a terrible gift, maybe you think it's cheap, maybe you think it wasn't enough thought put into it. The fact that the person even considered getting something for you to give to you, expecting nothing in exchange. If someone's giving you a gift, usually they're not thinking, okay, you're going to give me a gift too, unless you're doing your office Pollyanna. The person thought of you. The person went, did something that they didn't have to do because they're doing it for someone other than themselves, and you received it. You're happy to receive a gift before you even know what the gift is. Is this true? It makes you happy to know that someone thought of you. It makes you happy to know that someone considered you in some way, shape, or form. Hopefully the gift, once you open it, it enhances your life in some way. Maybe it's a gift card for you to get on, I don't know, iTunes and buy some movies, or as a Amazon, some Amazon money that you can use to buy whatever you want. Or maybe it's a pair of sneakers you wanted, or a video game system you've been hoping for, or a new laptop that you know you need. When you receive a gift, hopefully it enhances your life in some way. And everyone, understand that everyone has resources that have been bestowed upon them. So this gift that I'm talking about is not the gift that you would get on your birthday, or the gift that you would get for Christmas. This is the gift that you already have. And that's why I'm explaining all the ways that we feel when we receive a gift, because this is something that you already have. You should be happy about it. It should enhance your life. It should make you feel good, the fact that you have it. But maybe you are not aware of what the gift is. Maybe you are aware of it, but you haven't really learned to harness it or figure what you can do with it. Well, let's continue into our topic here today. So maybe you'll have a good idea by the time this episode is over. Point number two. And today's topic is, you are gifted. You have to convince yourself of the fact that you're gifted. Number two, the gifted exist on a higher plane from everyone else. The gifted exist on a higher plane from everyone else. Now, looking at the point that I made earlier in this episode, that I believe everyone has a gift. If everyone's existing on a higher plane, then it's not really a higher plane, right? Because everybody's on that plane. And your particular area of gift, wherever you happen to be gifted at, whether that's you're a great speaker, or you're really good at writing, or you're really good at dance, or you like drawing or painting, or you're a race car driver, whatever it is that you're gifted at, if you're an architect, if you're a designer, if you know fashion really well, if you play a sport at a high level, the area that you are gifted in, or areas that you are gifted in those specific areas, you're existing on a higher plane. You're playing the game on a completely different level. Even though there are other people right next to you doing the same thing as you, and maybe it seems like they know the same things that you know, understand that you being a gifted person, you're seeing the world in a different way. You're, at least for your particular work, whatever it happens to be, you see things in a completely different way. You see possibilities and ideas where other people just see what reality says it is, quote unquote, reality shows them that it is. You see the opportunities in something that most people don't see because they don't have the gift that you have. There are certain ways that you look at things in your area of giftedness. There are certain opportunities that you see in your area of giftedness. There's just a certain way that you see things. There's a certain way you conduct yourself. It's a certain energy you have about yourself when you're a gifted individual. Even though people can look at you, they see you every day, they feel like they're doing the same work that you're doing, you're just seeing things completely different. You are playing a completely different game when you are a gifted individual. And I'm sharing these hints. I'm dropping these hints on you here because this is not just pieces of information. Because as I said, every one of you, if you're listening to this right now, you're a gifted individual. What I want you to think of is, what would that area be? Everything that I'm describing here, there's at least one area of your life that it fits a description to a T. So if you have been, maybe you haven't been aware that you had a gift. Maybe this is the first time you ever heard anyone say that. Maybe you have an idea what your gift is, but you're not quite sure. You're thinking it could be any one of these eight different things, or either one of these two things. Or maybe you know what your gift is, but for whatever reason, you haven't been paying much attention to it because you had other priorities, other things that you had to pay attention to in your life, and you haven't really thought about your gift in a long time. Hopefully, the goal of this episode is for you to start thinking about it. Now, because of the hints that I'm dropping, you probably know by this point exactly what your gift is as I'm describing it. If I stopped right here, you would know exactly what that gift is. And now it is your responsibility, because you're thinking about it, because you already had it before you heard me talk. But now that you're thinking about it, it's your responsibility to figure out how you can get that gift out into the world. So that second point is that you're playing the game on a different level. You're just playing a different game than what everybody else is playing, even when they're doing the same thing as you. Point number three, today's topic is, you are gifted. Convince yourself of this truth. Number three, when you argue for your limitations, understand that they become yours. So when I tell you that you're gifted, if you argue for your limitation that, hey, maybe I don't have a gift, or I thought my gift was this, but it's not working out, or any type of limitation you're putting on yourself in any way, talking about why things aren't working out for you is a limitation, because the reason, whatever that why is, you're saying that's the thing that is limiting me from getting to where I want to get to. Or you saying, I don't know what my gift is, or I thought I had a gift and I tried this and I didn't get the result. You're putting limitations on yourself. You're basically saying, well, I tried and it didn't succeed, so I must not be able to do anything with my gift. That's a limitation you're putting on yourself. When you argue for your limitations, when you state your case and talk about the limitations that have kept you from getting to where you want to go, whether that limitation be a person, a place, a thing, a circumstance, a mindset of yours, when you argue for limitations, they become more and more yours. You get a higher stake of ownership every single minute you spend arguing for one of your limitations. Giving attention to what you don't have. I don't have these resources that this person has. I don't have the connections that will help me in this situation. I don't have the same talent as you or him or her. All those do is make it more permanent for you. When you give attention to things that you don't have, all you're doing is making that situation, or that lack of having, all you're doing is making it more permanent. Because whatever we pay attention to gets bigger. Whatever we pay attention to becomes more important to us. Whatever we pay attention to, we create more of it in our lives. And that's a topic that I've discussed several times through several different episodes of this podcast. So when that applies to not only the positive things, the pleasant things that you want more of in your life, they also apply to the unpleasant things, things that you may want to get rid of, things that you may consider negative. The more you focus on them, and if you're arguing for something, if you're defending the fact that you have not gotten whatever you wanted, you have not achieved the outcome you want in any area of your life, and you're explaining why. You're explaining those limitations in a way as to justify why you haven't gotten them yet. All you're doing is you're arguing for those limitations. When you argue for something, you make it more and more yours. Anything you argue for, you're fighting to keep it. Isn't that how, if we're arguing over something, works? If somebody picked up $5 off the office table and they say, hey, I found $5, but you know it's your $5, you're going to argue with that person in order to keep your $5. So anything you argue for, the limitations you argue for, become more and more yours. Giving attention to what you don't have just makes it more permanent for you. And a lot of people spend their lives doing this habitually. talking about the things that are going wrong, bitching and moaning and complaining about their problems, arguing for the limitations that are keeping them from reaching their outcomes, as if talking about the limitations is going to help solve the issue. What's going to solve the issue is new ideas, new opportunities, new ways of looking at things, and new perspectives. Point number four. And I'm bringing up point number three, actually, before I get into point number four. I'm bringing up point number three for you to understand that when you argue for limitations, you're blocking yourself from accessing your gift. You can't access your gift when you're arguing for your limitations. You may even know what the gift is and know that you want to get it out there. The more focus and energy and time you spend on your limitations, the less time, energy, and focus you have to put into your gift. Point number four. Today's topic is you are gifted. Convince yourself of this. Number four. When you accept that you're gifted, when you, whatever point that is, maybe you accepted it as soon as you heard what this episode was about. Maybe you accepted it years ago before I even started talking about it and you just wanted some enrichment. Maybe you have never heard anyone tell you that you are a gifted individual. Let me be the first. When you accept the fact that you're gifted, when you accept this as true for you personally, not for anyone else, but for you, you know the normal rules don't always apply to you. When you accept yourself as gifted, the normal rules will not always apply to you. The limitations that other people have don't exist for you. The things that other people feel like are impossible or that they just can't do because of who they are or where they're from or how old they are or how many setbacks they've had so far or how little experience they have, all the limitations that other people have, those don't apply to you when you accept that you're a gifted individual in any certain area of your life. Those rules don't apply. What stops someone else from getting to the outcome that they wanted may not have the same effect on you. And this is something that I tell people all the time, because people will come to me and say, well, Dre, they'll explain a certain situation and they'll say, well, Dre, I was just looking for some advice, or what do you think I should do, or what would you do in that situation? And my answer is always the same to these people. I don't care what the situation is. I tell them I'm not going to make the decision. I'm not going to tell you what I would do in that situation because I'm not in that situation. I can tell you what I know about your options, but I'm not going to tell you which option to take because I'm not the one who has to live with the results of the choice that you make. So I'm not going to make the choice for you and then have you live with my choice. You make the choice, and whatever that choice ends up being, whatever results from that choice, you're going to live with it, whether it's what you want or whether it's what you don't want. But even if it's something you don't want, you can always make another choice. It's not like we're limited in how many choices we can make in life. We make choices all day, every day. You can make another choice to change that situation and get it the way that you want it to be had. What I'm talking about here is what stops somebody else. I'm bringing that up to tell you this. What stops somebody else, or whatever someone else says isn't going to work, what they say is going to work, what they think has worked for them, or what they claim has worked, or what you know for a fact has worked for them or worked against them, not worked for them, not produced a result for them, that doesn't apply to you because you're not that person, first of all. They're not as gifted as you are, second of all. And until you go through the experience yourself, third of all, you cannot determine whether something works, whether it is good for you or not for you, whether it's the right decision or the wrong decision, until you go through and actually experience it. You can't experience life hypothetically. That's a good quote right there. You can quote me at Dre all day on Twitter. I'll retweet you. You cannot experience life hypothetically. Okay, you have to actually go out and literally live it. Go out and actually experience things. Go through them yourself, whether there's something you want or something you don't want. And as you gain more and more experiences, you'll have more and more wisdom, more and more knowledge, and you'll be a more valuable person because people know that you're out there actually doing it, not just sitting home thinking about it and talking about it, which is what most people do, which is why they'll value you because you're different from them. You see how all of this connects? You got to believe, we're still on point number four here. You got to believe that you're a special individual. Believe that you are special at designing architecture for buildings. You got to believe that you're special at playing softball. Believe that you're special at how many words per minute you can type. Believe that you're special at singing or dancing or playing basketball. Whatever it is that you do, you got to believe in your specialty. And ask yourself this question. Is it possible to go too far? Maybe you're thinking this right now. And I've talked about this in the episodes I've done on confidence. And sometimes people hear me talk about confidence or talk about something like this, like belief, believing that you're gifted. And they'll ask, well, is it possible? Isn't it possible? They don't say, is it possible? They say, isn't it possible to take this idea too far, to believe that I'm too gifted, to have too much confidence in myself, to try to go too far? I may delude myself into overreaching when I don't need to be overreaching. Isn't it possible, Dre, to go too far with stuff? Yes. It is possible to go too far. It's possible to go too far in almost every area of life, but this is what I'll offer you, though, as a caveat to the fact that it is possible to go too far. You're better off going too far than not taking things far enough. If you look around at the people who you see in your life. It doesn't matter your age or whether you're in school, you're working, you run a business, you're in the neighborhood, you're on the beach, you're at the gym. Look around at the people that you're seeing on a day-to-day basis and ask yourself this question. Are these people, if you were to just take all of the people and just average them all together, are these people going too far or are they not going far enough? And yes, the answer is going to be one or the other. You can look at any individual person. You look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I going too far or am I not going far enough? Because here's the fact, people, because sometimes some people may say, well, what about balancing? What about balancing the two? Not going too far, but also not going far enough. How do you find a proper balance? You can't find a proper balance. There is no proper balance. As soon as you put the word proper in there, the whole thing is inconclusive because proper is a relative term. It could be what's proper for one person is completely improper for another. What is acceptable? What is appropriate? What is good? What is bad? What is easy? What is hard? All of these are relative terms to each his or her own. There is no right answer when you put that word into a question. And the other thing is this, human beings are imperfect. If you're listening to this right now, you are not a perfect person. If you can hear my voice right now, I'm not perfect. We can't do anything perfectly, which means we will always be making slight or large errors in every single thing we do. Nothing's perfect. The best basketball player in the world still misses somewhere between 40 and 60% of the shots that they take, and they could be a really good basketball player. The example I hear often is from baseball. They say a guy goes up to bat 10 times, a guy or girl goes up to bat 10 times, and doesn't get on base 7 of the 10 times, they're making a Hall of Fame. They'll make $1 million playing their sport just because they were successful 30% of the time. Human beings are imperfect. So since you're going to be imperfect, unless you're going to try to defy the odds and be perfect, and again, perfect is another relative term as far as I'm concerned, you are better off making the error of going too far than making the error of not going far enough for a couple reasons. Number one, if you go too far, you never know what you're going to run into. You never know what's going to happen. There's a world of possibilities out there for people who are willing and able and actually executing on going too far. Now, what about not going far enough? There's no question mark about what happens when you don't go far enough. There's no unknown possibilities of what happens to and for a person when they don't go far enough. And how do you know this? Look around at your life. Look around the last 5 people you have come in contact with, whether that was a phone call, a text message, or you saw them in person, somebody who you actually know. Ask yourself, does this person go too far or have they not gone far enough? Most people don't go far enough in life, so you don't need to be the next person to not go far enough just to see what happens. You can look around in life and get plenty of examples of what happens when someone doesn't go far enough. What you need to challenge is what happens if I go too far. There may not be too many examples of that. And a few examples you can find, I guarantee you found people who had a lot of experience under their belt, which means they learned a lot. They saw a lot. A lot of people knew them. They knew a lot of people. They probably got a lot closer to their outcomes, their desired outcome, if they had a desired outcome, than the people who didn't go far enough. People who don't go far enough never can get close to their desired outcome if they actually have some. If they actually have goals. One of the challenges with people who don't go far enough is that they don't have goals, so they never know that they haven't gone far enough. They have nothing to measure it against. They have nothing to measure their progress or their activity against. You're better off going too far than not going far enough. I've talked about that many times on this show, and I'm going to continue to talk about it because I still see, on average, 99% of people just don't go far enough. Why? Fear, lack of discipline. They're not confident in their abilities. They're not mentally tough enough to keep going when it seems like maybe it'll be a little bit dangerous. Maybe it'll get a little bit of backlash. Maybe things just won't work out the right way. All those things hold people back from going too far. And again, too far is another relative term because what's too far for me may not be far enough for you. So it's a self-perpetuating principle. Let's recap today's topic, which is you are gifted. Convince yourself of the truth. Number one, gifted means you have a natural talent and ability. A gift is bestowed upon you. You're happy to receive a gift. It makes you happy just to have a gift even before you even know what the gift is. And once you open it, hopefully it enhances your life. Every one of us has resources that are our gifts that have been bestowed upon us. And you should be happy about it and celebrate it and just feel good about it just because you have the gift before you even know what it is and or what you can do with it. Number two, The gifted, they exist on a higher plane in their specific field or fields. They are living on a higher level. They may be right next to you doing the same thing, but they see the world in a different way. They're playing a completely different game than everybody else is playing. Number three, when you argue for your limitations, well, I don't know if my gift is that great. I don't know what I can do with my gift. I don't know how far mine's going to take me. I think this is my gift, but it hasn't really been getting me the results. Whenever you argue for your limitations, when you focus too much on your limitations, all you're doing them is making them more yours. You are making them more solid in your mind. What we focus on gets bigger. It gets more important to us, and what we ignore gets smaller, and it becomes less and less important to us until it completely disappears. You must decide what you're going to focus on. Focus on the gift or focus on the limitation, remembering that the human mind can only focus on one thing at a time, and we are limited in our time. So you do have to make a decision. And number four, when you accept that you are a gifted individual and whatever you happen to be gifted at, maybe you don't even know what it is, but just accept that you're gifted. You don't have to know what. Just accept the fact that you're gifted. When that happens, you will then know the normal rules don't apply to you. What stops somebody else or holds somebody else back or what someone else is using as an excuse or a reason for failure, none of those apply to you because that person is not you. You're not that person. That person is not as gifted as you are, at least in this particular area or just in life in general. You need to understand that as an individual, what happened to somebody else does not apply to you necessarily. Maybe in some cases it does, but it doesn't always. And I think you are better off in many cases, not all cases, but many cases, finding out for yourself rather than just taking a word from somebody else, at least in something that matters to you, something that's important to you. If someone says, hey, you could jump out of a plane with no parachute and survive, if that really matters to you, you can go ahead and try it. But if it's not that important, it doesn't mean you need to go try every single thing that somebody else said. I'll make sure I throw that disclaimer in there just in case anybody gets injured. I'm not responsible for it. This is the waiver, the verbal waiver that I'm giving you right now. Believe that you're special as an individual. Believe that you are gifted. And then the question may be, is it possible to take it too far? Absolutely, it's possible to take it too far. But who's challenged that possibility yet? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.